You know, I don't know if it's really fair to talk to a brand new CEO who doesn't even know where the break room is yet in his new employer, but let's try it. Rob Holmes is just, as of Monday, the president and CEO of Texas Capital Bankshares. You know him as Texas Capital Bank, and he joins us right now. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad you're settled in. Do you know where the break room is yet?
Settled in is generous. It's very early Monday, my first day.
Well, tell me about the transition, because you've spent a lifetime at what's become a Wall Street bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, and its predecessors going back to 1989. Now you're at a regional bank. What's the difference?
Well, I think there's great differences. The last business that I ran was a global footprint and had the broadest financial platform and financial services. And as you know, was run by, you know, arguably the best CEO of our time. So there's a lot of differences, but Texas Capital is an exciting place to be. We have a wonderful future. We're located in one of the fastest growing states, and we have a great following and a great brand. And as you know, we lost our way a little bit last year, but that is a thing of the past, and we're looking forward.
Well, last year was a good year to lose your way. I mean, everybody seemed to do it. I mean, in the case of Texas Capital, there was a big merger with the Independent Bank that fell through, $5 billion merger. What was that? Is that sort of expansion key to the survival of a strong regional like Texas Capital?
I don't think it's necessary. I mean, we would consider any strategic alternative that was in the best interest of our shareholders, as you know. But we're positioning TCB as a leading regional bank. We're going to deliver a world-class client experience, and we're going to drive sustainable growth and shareholder value creation, whether it's organic or through a strategic alternative. But we're focused inward, trying to make our systems, processes, and controls best in class. As you saw probably from our press release this morning, I've hired two perfectly capable executives, adding talent to the bench. We'll continue to do that as necessary.
We look at credit quality in a maybe with greater scrutiny after what we've been through over the last 12 months right now. What are you seeing there in credit quality? People paying their bills?
Well, look, I've done all the homework I possibly can. Today is my first day. I did a lot of diligence. I have great respect for my time at J.P. Morgan. I left on wonderful standing. And so I'm really, really careful to abide by the spirit and the letter of my agreement with them. So what I've done in my time away between the end of October and today was study as much as I can, talk to as many people as I can, and be prepared for anything. And what we went through the last 12 months has been awful. It's been worse than other cyclical downturns that I've been through in my career because it had to do with people's health and safety. But it's important to remember that it's not a quote-unquote crisis other than the health component of it, which is very real and been very unfortunate to my families and many others. But these cycles happen, you know, every 5, 6, 7 years. So I wouldn't call them crises. I'd call them cycles in economic terms. And we need to build the balance sheet here to withstand any of those. As you saw this morning, I announced Tim Storms to supplement our great risk culture here at this firm to make sure that he can work with John Turpin, our CRO, so we could begin the journey to make sure that this balance sheet and capital structure is set to withstand the next cycle, whenever that may be and whatever might cause it. Tim ran risk for our commercial bank and our investment bank in North America and also our real estate businesses at different times at J.P. Morgan. I think he'll supplement John and his efforts well. And first and foremost, we're going to be a safe harbor in the storm that's my first goal. And then after that, we'll earn the right to do whatever we want to do strategically on things that you discussed.
You know, we've really had, there has been, and I guess will be for a while, a real shakeout in business. and maybe it mimicking the K-shaped recovery that everybody's talking about in the economy as a whole, and maybe with individuals, the strong are getting stronger. The seems like the energy companies that have survived through this are probably going to get stronger, and I would guess, you know, commercial real estate the same way.
I think so. There's no reason to think otherwise. I will say, you know, from our view, from my view, based on what I've learned, our commercial real estate portfolio is in pretty good shape. We're doing much better than I would have thought, and I think that's the same for most real estate professionals and CEOs who I talk to running real estate services firms and REITs. So, you know, there's certainly COVID affected real estate that will be hit harder than the rest. But you know, what's going to really happen is, as you go through that cycle, the real estate's going to be there, and there'll be different equity holders and that come in, and a transfer of, you know, economic gains and losses. But we'll move forward, we'll recover as we always do. And I would agree with your supposition that the strong will get stronger in this cycle, but that's no different than any other cycle.
Yeah, no, I guess that's always true too. You know, one thing we'd heard the other day, we were talking to the CEO of a super regional who said they were seeing a slowdown in loan demand. And I know in individuals, the individual savings rate has gone up something like 14%, higher than I've ever seen it before. Are companies less acceptance of risk, more risk averse coming out of this cycle, do you think?
Well, I think you probably saw we announced earnings last week, and indeed our loans held for investment was down in the single digits. But that had a lot to do with, you know, ourselves de-risking as we committed to do. And we've done just that through the 12 months of 2020. I do believe, as in any contraction and any economic downturn, risk is off as a trade. And you know, it's hard to budget for CapEx or growth when you can't project what your revenues and growth will be. So, you know, people aren't buying the amount of CapEx. You know, people aren't spending in CapEx. They're not investing in inventory as great as they were before, not because they don't have a positive outlook in 2021 and beyond, but because there's not a lot of clarity at this point.
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing less and less companies give guidance, you know, along with their earnings reports. Let's talk about your business, too. There's been an evolution of this business, sort of away from bricks and mortar, and especially just lately, a much greater acceptance of electronic banking, of, you know, signing documents via e-sign and taking pictures of checks and transferring money by, you know, by a keystroke or two. I would assume this helps your bottom line.
Well, you know, that's a very complex topic. And as you said, I've been here for about 2 hours, but I will say, as it relates to strategy, where the banking industry is going, I've got a very disciplined calendar over the next 30 days where I'll be intently listening, learning, and evaluating all aspects of the business. And so far, I've learned all about the balance sheet, the income statement, the capital position, and various views of the bank. I've met a lot of colleagues. I've traveled all over the state. I spent time with the board. I've done enough homework that we're going to move really, really fast. But I can't really comment on where we are in the journey of technology.
So you've spent the bulk, if not all of your banking career here in North Texas. And
well,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, David. Well, I have, but remember, early on I did. I mean, I started out as a middle market banker at Texas Commerce Bank, which is owned by Chemical. I grew into a corporate role. And then early on in my career, you know, we were the only organically grown global investment bank. So we evolved over those 30 years. And so about 5 or 7 years into my career, I lived in Texas, but I had a national perspective. And then I ran the retail investment banking practice. And then I was U.S. region head for the South And then I ran the global corporate client banking business. So while I lived in Dallas, my family's here, and my wonderful friends are here, and many, many colleagues and clients, the majority of my focus was actually outside of Texas. And frankly, that is one of the most exciting things to me about coming back to my roots and be able to acutely focus on this market. I mean, it's a super powerful market, as you know.
And looks like it's probably going to be for some time to come.
Well, we're the second largest economy in the U.S. In 2019, we had $1.8 trillion contribution to the U.S. $20 trillion. So I think you're right. I mean, we've got six major corporations that moved here in 2021, close to 30 major that moved here last year. And, that gets me excited. I mean, we have a favorable regulatory environment for business. We have a manageable corporate franchise tax, but no state income tax, lower real estate costs. Our housing costs are much less than the coast, so I can recruit great talent. We have a great workforce that we can recruit from with, I don't know, what is it, 15 four-year universities on I-35?
Yeah.
And no personal income tax. So there's a lot of reasons to be moving to Texas, and I think you'll see that increase not slow down.
Well, look,
that's why it's so exciting to be here at Texas Capital Bank and take advantage of that. I think you could build a bank if you bank just the companies moving here.
Yep. Well, you got your name and got its name in the title, so that's the right thing. Look, we wish you all the luck. So you've learned from, I guess, Ben Love at Texas Commerce and Jamie Dimon at J.P. Morgan, and now you get to run the shop. You've had good teachers. We wish you all the best.
Well, thank you, David. I look forward to talking to you more.
I look forward to it, too. Rob Holmes, the new president and CEO of Texas Capital Bank Shares. For more of our conversation with Mr. Holmes, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.